Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Tuesday, March 28th, 2006. Today's message is titled, The Book of Life, and our scripture text is from Philippians 4, verse 3.
Yes, and I ask you, loyal yoke fellow, help these women who have contended at my side in the cause of the gospel, along with Clement and the rest of my fellow workers whose names are in the Book of Life.
There's an action-packed show I sure enjoy that is just loaded with the latest means of acquiring information. Everyone, it seems, is technically proficient and can get on a computer or BlackBerry and instantly find anything they want. We certainly live in an information-loaded age. I just read a book about Google, and one of their present projects is digitizing scores of printed books. I suppose in time you can Google and find about any information you want. It really is amazing. There will be a certain limitation, however, that will not be overcome, regardless of how brilliant the Google guys are. There is one book that is referred to throughout the Bible that is of utmost importance, far surpassing any other book in history. It has never been to a human printer or made available for sale, but would undoubtedly be a bestseller if it was. It will never be indexed by Google. This book is referred to throughout the Bible, beginning in Exodus 32 at the time of Moses. It is also mentioned in the Psalms, the Prophets, in our daily text, but it is most prominent in the final book of the Bible. This book is the Book of Life. It is a record of all who have lived by faith in God and trusted Jesus Christ as their Savior. This book is not accessible for human observation. Its vast data bank is known only to God. In the daily text, the Apostle Paul expresses a simple truth that can be very encouraging. Referring to Clement and some other fellow workers, he expresses confidence that their names are in the Book of Life. These followers of Christ have contended at Paul's side for the cause of the gospel. Today, we, as followers of Christ to our own generation, can also spiritually contend for the cause of the gospel. We do this as we unashamedly stand up for the claims of our Lord Jesus Christ, living our lives for Him this day. How inspiring it is to read of the brother in Afghanistan that refused to renounce his faith in Christ even at the threat of death, and we rejoice that it appears that he has been released. Let's all stand faithful today by the grace of God.
Jesus, I am greatly humbled and deeply grateful that my name has gained entry in the Lamb's Book of Life. I sometimes find it very hard to believe that I'm there alongside the great deliverer Moses, the Apostle Paul, and scores of other faithful believers throughout the generations. When the book is open and I personally see my name, I know that I will experience unspeakable joy and eternal gratitude for the grace you've poured out on my life. It is only because of your redemptive grace that my name has been added. And it is only because of your sustaining grace that I will remain faithful until you call me to my heavenly home.
Amen. Thank you for sharing that. And what a joy to have confidence that our names are in the Book of Life. Let us remain faithful. Let us be overcomers. Well, this is a ministry called Daily Encouragement Net. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber. We work from our little home office here in rural Lancaster County, Pennsylvania. It's a beautiful, beautiful Tuesday morning. We've already been outside. In fact, if you go to our site today, we've taken a couple of our earliest flowers. Flower, I believe she says, is a narcissus, and another with a very interesting name. What was that called, Brooksine? Glory in the Snow, I believe, was the name of it. And you're welcome to take a look at our site today. We're at dailyencouragement.net. And we are serving the Lord and encourage each listener to do the same.